Hey, y'all, welcome back to the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. It is the last segment of our show, and that is our weekly look at beef trends in the spot market. And joining us, as he does every Tuesday morning, is local analyst Ed Serwin. Ed, thank you so much for being here. And let's go ahead and kick things off with those boxed beef prices. What happened there last week?
The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week on Friday at $252.84. And that was only 91 cents lower compared to the previous Friday. Basically, it's just timing out after jumping $45 higher last week. And most of the daily choice primals were lower. However, the daily choice chuck primal was 11 higher, offsetting most of the other declines. And the weekly total for the daily cutout sales was 755 loads, and that was about 10% of the weekly total loads sold. And the weekly average choice cutout, that includes all the different types of sales, it was $242.17, and that was $11.90 higher, even though the daily cutout was lower. And last year, the same week, it was $227.61. And this week jumped up much higher because some, but not all, of the formula prices are based off of the previous week's daily spot sales. And they were much, much higher priced last week. So it will help the weekly average choice cut out this week. And there were 7,424 total loads sold for the week. And that was 614 loads lower than the previous week, but still a really good number. And the out-front sales, which get delivered after 21 days, they were 1,567 loads, and that was 214 loads higher than the previous week. And the exports, as reported on this box beef report, were very good, with 1,517 loads, and that was 664 loads higher than the previous week. And 146 loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 1,371 loads were going overseas. And the formula sales, they were 3,672 loads, which was 6 loads higher than last week, and about 49% of the total loads sold this week. And those formula sales this week included about 3.8 million pounds of choice ribeye and loin strip product. So the grilling season is definitely starting at home. And taking a look at the major primal cuts, the weekly average choice chuck and round primals, they were 18 to 22 higher, which really pushed the cutout much higher again, because they represent over half of the total carcass. And the weekly average choice rib and loin primals, they were 4 to 5 higher.
All right, so now we'll move on to feedlot cattle. How'd they do last week, Ed?
The feedlot cattle trades were mostly $8 to $14 higher for the week, but the calf sales line was lower than the previous week. And the five area formula sales volume totaled 237,000 head, compared to 235,000 head the previous week. And the five area total cash steer and heifer volume was 89,505 head, compared to about 131,000 head the previous week. And the nationally reported forward contract cow harvest was about 40,000 head this week. And the packers have 235,000 head for April. And the national calf sales this week included about 31,000 head of 15 to 30 day delivery, along with about 59,000 head from the previous week. So the packers have about 90,000 head to use soon. And now looking at the prices, the weekly weighted average calf steer price for this five area region was $119.31, and that was $9.42 higher compared to the previous week. But last year, the same week, it was $126.34, and that was a little over two lower that week last year. And the weighted average calf stress steer price was $188.88, and that was $15.75 higher. And the five area weighted average formula price was $177.87, and that was 91 cents lower compared to the previous week. And the estimated weekly total FIS cattle harvest was 676,000 head compared to 619,000 head the same week last year. And during the last 11 weeks this year, it's about 313,000 head higher than the same time last year. And the latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending March 14th, it was 901 pounds, and that was 2 pounds lower than the previous week, and that compared to 865 pounds the same week last year, which was 6 pounds lower that week last year. And the choice select spread was $10.46 on Friday, compared to $13.58 the previous week, and a $7.15 spread last year.
And to round it out, tell us what happened last week with feeder cattle.
The feeder cattle prices rebounded, and they were 13 to 24 higher, regaining more than what they lost last week, but not enough yet for the last 3 weeks of losses. And the feeder cattle numbers are still very low, with 9,000 head this week at the test auctions, and that compared to over 36,000 head last year, when the cattle were still moving off of the wheat pastures. And taking a look at the prices, the 5 to 600 pound steers were 134 to 176, and that was 19 higher. And those 7 to 750 weight steers were 128 to 139, and that was 13 higher. And those 8 to 850 weight steers were 116 to 135, and that was 17 higher. And switching over to the heifers, the 5 to 600 pound heifers were 121 to 162, and that was 24 higher. And those 7 to 8 weight heifers were 109 to 128. And that was 18 higher.
All right, Ed, we appreciate your report here every week on KGNC AM. And remember, Ed's weekly update plays here for cattle and beef price trends every Tuesday morning. That's going to wrap up our Ag Hour today. Please go out there and make it a great one. For KGNC Agribusiness News, I'm Shannon Gray.